I got 21 questions, and it's all about you guys today. We asked you last night on Joy Tactics Instagram account, what type of questions do you have?
No, what advice do you need? I mean,
my bad.
What kind of advice do you need? Yeah, exactly.
All right.
It's off to a good start.
I hope we change somebody's
accidentally,
life.
But yeah.
Today.
Wow. I mean, a lot of replies came in. This is... I haven't cracked them all open yet, but I mean, there's looking like there's some problems out there for the listeners.
Now, well, before we get into it, have anybody, yeah, Nate, have you ever had somebody answer a question for you? What's the first time you remember asking a question? Yeah. Did you ever know how to spell something?
Asking a question, the first question I ever asked, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. I've no memory.
I asked Angelina Jolie
like
a question in my dream last night. I said, are you Angelina Jolie? She said, yeah.
Are you single?
Are you single?
Are you investing in altcoins?
Yeah. Do you like
you
the paper?
See something?
I had a dream last night that I was following around a bunch of baby ducks, and I was calling them a rabbit, and everybody's making fun of me because I thought they were rabbits.
Damn.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Questions make up so much of our lives. It almost makes me feel like the core part of life is questions. Mm. We are a question. I think every human being is a question mark. What is beneath there, really? You know what I mean? If you really start to think about it and stop just chilling and scrolling on your phone.
What would be more interesting? A book that's all questions or a book that's all answers with no questions?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that obviously it's the questions one.
Do
the
you
answers
know if
book
the,
would say fucking 72 Antarctica.
Right. Yeah. But imagine reading this. Do you know if the white princess went to the dungeon? Do you know what kind of clothes she was wearing? Do you know who was with her? It's an interrogation. Every book is like imagining a fairy tale interrogation style book. You're the suspect.
Okay.
Wow.
You have a very divergent mind. People wouldn't guess it, but you do.
Well, thank you, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Damn. Well, we're about to tap into some, give you guys some advice. Do you guys have any advice for me, or should we give some advice
for
each other?
Need to get a tintype photograph machine, a camera, I mean to say, and take a picture of yourself in the woods in some bushes because you got the Fidel Castro style fit on today.
Oh,
Nathan.
Nice. Very good.
Take the AirPods out. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, let me try. Now let me try. Because hold on a second.
All right. Here
okay,
we go.
Welcome to the barbecue.
I'm dressed for it as well.
The cookout.
So, Eric, wait a minute. You didn't think you were going to get away clean, right?
No, chill, man. Please. All right, going after Nate, man.
I thought they canceled ridiculousness because meanwhile, we have that guy who sits on the side is what you look like.
I don't know who it is. I don't know.
What's
who
his
is.
Name? Drama?
From,
From Robin Big?
No, I'm going to laugh in a second once I see what
you're
doing.
Yeah, you don't even have to laugh. It's
damn, dude, what happened to Drama, Chris, a.k.a. Chris Pfaff?
I'm sure he's killing it right now. I don't know. Probably fucking
my God.
Rich.
What is he fucking up to? He was on Impulsive recently.
Good for him.
Chris Pfaff.
I'd love to be on Impulsive.
Bro, he didn't even have his own Wikipedia page.
I want Logan Paul to fucking kill me on camera.
Do we have a Facts. Joy Tactics Wikipedia page?
Logan Paul, please sit on my face.
Yo, pause, bro. Pause. Don't you see? Pause.
wait, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Fuck.
Shite. Wow. Wait, do we need to catch up on anything before we get into the nitty gritty of people's life problems?
Breakfast. Is there anything that,
breakfast. Oh, have I brought up machacas? Yes. On this machacas?
No.
Okay. This is my new favorite breakfast. Guess what it is? Eggs scrambled, braised beef. Yep. Jalapenos. Yep. And then, I mean, that's the core component, but then, yeah, you can put salsa. Yep. Be right. Refried beans. Yep. Tortilla. Ooh. Yep. Ooh. Coffee. Yep. Script open. Yep. Learning lines. Yep. Running lines with the waitress. Yep. Trying to speak Spanish a little ass bit. Yep. But that's amazing. I just found out that's my new breakfast, and so I wanted to tell you guys about that. Yeah.
I hadn't heard of that breakfast. That's cool.
I hadn't either. I hadn't either.
Machatas? Machacas?
Machacas.
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 I see you can do the first question.
Machacas, I saw in you. Nate, did you hear what Jack said really quick? He said machacas.
I actually was just looking at the
and
Instagram
the voice
feed,
is what was so funny.
What'd you say?
Sorry.
Machacas. He said, machacas. Go for it.
Machacas, I summon you. Yeah, see a little laugh.
Right, a little laugh. Yeah. Little laugh.
You don't need to love it. You know,
Nate's just waking up. Okay.
What if I want to be rich and go to dance parties, but I also want to live on a farm? What do I do?
All right. You're not going to find this in the United States. It's time to get out, move abroad. But I'm trying to figure out exactly where.
Could it be Central America? Could it be France? But I don't know the name of this type of party.
Go.
These are raves in Australia that happen in the basically like the countryside, and it's like a thing there.
Fuck yeah.
So this is going to combine all your different interests: farming, raving, Molly, vegan food. So you need to get your ass to fucking Australia right now.
You could also probably find it in the United States. Like, there is a version of this in white supremacist Idaho, I think, where there's going to be like meth, like tweakers, like out in the barn, like hitting the music hard, you know what I mean? In literal barns and riding their dirt bikes up there.
Hey, but I'm saying try out.
The vibe might be off. The vibe might be off.
Oh, it's called a bush doof. A bush doof.
A bush doof.
Yeah.
Say it again, man.
A bush doof.
Would you call me? Would you call me?
Now say it with the Australian accent, though.
Bush doof. I might. Bush doof. I might.
At the end of the bush doof.
Can I look at your bush doof?
You guys want to crack on me tonight?
Bush doof? Are you just happy to see me, mate?
Cracked in the bush doof.
Can I crack your bush doof?
Can I smoke crack with you?
Oh, my God.
All right. So, but I think that's it.
What's that town in Arkansas? The town in Arkansas that's got all the Walmart super centers? It's called... It must be Bentonville, Arkansas. That's going to be... Go ahead and be my advice. Is to get your ass to Bentonville. I went there one time and the art scene, I almost just scared myself. There was a fucking dance club going on. I have it on video. Hold on. Let me find this shit. Because this was, talk about a blue fucking rave in the middle of a crazy red state. Because that's where whatever her name is was the fucking governor. Let me see if I can find this video for you. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
I'm Washington, D.C.
Oh, with the fucking political aides?
Yeah. But
where's the farm?
There's something that I feel like in another life, I could have been an amazing political aide with a lanyard on. You know what I mean? Hung over
screamed
at the office.
Screamed at by like an 80-year-old fucking white guy.
Brett, look at this crap.
Open the door back up. Open that door back up. I want to be back in that room raving.
That was just, we were just getting a tour of a building in Bentonville, and all of a sudden we open this door and there's a fucking awesome party. Dude, Bentonville, your money will go a long way.
Do you guys think sober raves should be legal? Oh, I think raving belongs to those that are off their rockers on different substances.
Enough with like the tech people that make like 300K a year. Raving ain't for you, dude. Stop it.
No.
Go back to your fucking desk.
Go back to SoulCycle.
JavaScript. Fucking,
right.
This ain't for you, dude.
You got Barry's Raving Bootcamp, is for the people. That's about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to get back into dancing and started getting back into. Or for the first
time
in my life.
You ever into dancing?
There's about 2 months when we lived in Logan Square where we would have parties, and I really thought, I was like, I like finally like dancing at our house when we put on the music.
Here's the thing. Let me say some music genres, and you say whether you are comfortable dancing in there. Okay, ready? First genre, Born Slippy.
This is the famous story.
That's a whole genre. Did,
my friends were doing coke, and I did the 6 milligram Zen, and I still felt like I was having fun and engaged with.
Were you listening to Born? This.
Yeah, it was Underworld.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
I would say
I have a question about that song, real quick. Is that used in a movie? Is that like a
Trainspotting, dude? She's life. She's a joke. She's a career.
Because I was she's every time I hear that, I was like, "This is in a fucking movie." I don't know what fucking
Trainspotting.
Movie it was, but
Trainspotting.
Okay. Today in Spotland.
We got it. We have a lot of fucking. By the way, I think this will be, part one.
All right.
And maybe the whole show will just become this. I don't know. Okay. Here's
you guys have a good question. Dun, 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 dun. Logan Paul,
a good cocktail
Jake Paul
recipe.
Would you sit on my face?
Jake Paul.
Well, you guys both Jake have Paul, one butt cheek each.
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul, brother.
Please,
sit on my
agency.
Fucking face.
I have one wish before I pass away. That's how you sit on my fucking face, brother. Please respond.
Oh my God. Okay, we just got one that says, what's a good cocktail recipe? Here it is. I have the ultimate cocktail recipe. Okay?
Gin and juice.
This is my favorite cocktail. 1 second. Fuck, it's going to take 1 second. No, I found it. It's called the Three of Strong. And guess where it originated? Last Lake, Chicago. Tiki. Boutique Tiki Bar.
Oh my God.
Chi-Town.
Oh my God.
Chance. Man, I haven't thought about that spot in a minute.
That
what is it called again? Lost Lake?
Heavenly. Lost Lake. Remember Lost?
Yeah.
Jack, did you ever go to Lost Lake?
Oh yeah. Sitting up there. Danny takes his glasses off for once. Oh.
Oh. God. Wait, why is this fucking shit taking so long to load? What the hell, man? Come on now.
What did you look up? Did you have that saved in your files?
I did just get afraid that there's something fucked up on my tabs. But no, I looked up Chris Pfaff, and I have 38,000 unread emails.
Whoa.
Jesus.
You got to read your emails.
You
got
to get back to work.
I'm sad about him. I don't think he's in a good place.
Who's he? Oh, Sachin.
Oh, Sachin. Yeah, Sachin.
Oh, okay, man. I don't like to look at
this.
What was
your cocktail recipe? What was it called?
Well, the fucking picture's not. It's called Three of Strong.
And
I'm going to have to guess what it is just from. Okay, so it's.
Does it have cream in it? Is it creamy?
No, it's not creamy. It's bourbon.
Never mind.
Right? Agricole rum, right? Something Pedro Jimenez sherry, right?
Yeah, nice.
And Amontillado sherry. Yeah. Put that all together, and what do you get? You get a fucking, and you put that over a big fat rock, right?
Put seven right, Stevia right, packs 1.5 in
ounce
shit.
Rum, 1.5 ounce bourbon. And actually, I think there might be one more rum in there, and then two little half ounces of sherry. See what
does it come with? Like a fancy straw, like a tiki style straw?
Nah. This is for adults, man. We don't worry. We don't need those type of straws.
I need that shit, dude.
Jack, favorite cocktail?
Hello. Does a lychee martini count?
Ah, yes, it does. Music to my ears.
Hello. Ah. I could drink just like that. Cause that's, and guess where, who might have that in May, my friend?
Oh, at Jar Bar? At Jar?
Say what?
There's a restaurant called Jar here.
Okay.
That's been made famous by the Poog podcast. Shout out Kate.
Jar Bar.
They have a classic lychee martini.
Is it a Chinese bar? Why do I think lychee martinis are Chinese?
Why do you keep asking that about everything, man? Chill.
Curiosity, I guess.
Nate, favorite cocktail? Or do you want to say I abstain because of your current view on alcohol?
Dude, I'd probably go tiki with it. There's a drink I had that tiki place in Burbank that was just like, it's just ice cream.
At the Broken Compass?
Literally. Yeah, the Broken Compass. And it's just the best tasting drink I've probably had. And it was like a banana.
Be very careful with ice cream.
Yeah. It's not something you can like drink a lot of, that's for sure. But I was
Do you think if 2013 Nate was around basically unlimited painkiller, frozen painkiller machine, that you would have passed away? That would have taken you out.
Dead within 48 hours.
That's Bart on the slushy. What do they call it in Simpsons?
Slushy machine.
They have a fucking name machine? For it in the Simpsons. There's a listener right now that's saying it's fucking this Simpsons Slurpees.
Does my tongue look more pointed than way? Normal?
What's a good way to show somebody you're listening besides saying "wow" at any opportunity? Also,
squishies.
Straight line ripped.
Squishies.
Oh. Shout out!
I say I'm straight guilty of that. Rip. I say wow a lot to wow. You guys. Just wow.
Oh, okay. Here's what you can toss in there for real. Or you can just do this. You don't have to use your words because sometimes that makes it sound like you're making it up.
Yeah, use your eyes.
Just go. Do some face acting.
So what's something that makes you say wow? Because they're saying when it's something that doesn't make you say wow. Hey, how have you been lately? Oh, I just have been at work lately. Wow.
Yeah, okay, maybe, here's what you say. So say that again to me. Say that again. You've just been at work lately.
Hey, I want you to know that I've been at work lately, bro.
Classic. So you can hit a classic sometimes.
That was
the way you said it the second time was alarming. So I should have been sad and kind of made sure that your hands were where I could see them.
That's what I'm saying. So say it real quick.
Yeah, dude, I've been at work lately, fucking every night.
Is that making you feel tired?
Dude, I don't want to do this with you. I want to just drink.
Okay.
Don't try to crack into me. We're normal friends, man.
Hey, now we're getting somewhere. Don't see, I just cracked you open. Now we're getting somewhere, man.
Please, man.
Your life is not this, man.
Dude, come here, shit. Man.
That's the power of a question. Hey.
Jake Paul, please, man.
Please, Jake Paul.
Jake Paul, please sit on it.
Sit on it.
Hey man,
please.
I'll fucking do it. Please, you don't understand. I need this.
Please,
I need this.
Please, it's not. Please,
please. Jake Paul, Snoop Dogg, please.
Oh, okay. Here's another way. If you don't want to add on to the wow, you could just amp up the volume. of the wow. So here, say this again, what you're saying.
Dude, I've been at work a lot lately.
Wow! And that'll kind of start something.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Let's bring it, let's bring it down.
Rein it in.
A listener's beautiful cat has passed away.
No.
Oh.
Does it say the name of the cat?
No, it doesn't say the name of the cat. I wish we had it so we could do a little eulogy.
Well,
but these things are, you know what strikes me about cats in particular is that they seem really, as kittens, they're pretty foreign. And as they get older, it seems like they're getting closer to figuring out what's going on. Like you create such a mental bond with them that it feels like they're so much more human by the time that they're older. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. I'm feeling that transition. These are wonderful creatures.
Yeah, with Birdie.
Yeah. Well, I grew up with two cats, Pizza Party and Precious. I'll let you guess which one my neurodivergent ass named. But they were both outdoor cats. Never really bonded with them, honestly. Now, I live with Birdie Girl. And Birdie, I've known her for 5 years. She is, and only now, honestly, in the last couple of months, and I've been living with this cat for 2.5 years, okay? Only fucking now are we starting to develop, like we're constantly developing new languages. Cats are very complex. A dog, you smell like salt, and you guys are going on a road trip together for the rest of your life. It doesn't take much, which is a beautiful thing.
Complex cats, creatures.
I just, man. When you get a mean dog, I had some friends with mean dogs growing up, and those motherfuckers were trying to crack the motherfucking bracelet off my ankle. You know what I'm saying? When you're in trouble with the law. It's like they're trying to crack the parole anklet off my shit. But a cat that's violent, they kind of mind their own business.
I will just say I'm not surprised that the Egyptians used to worship them. Okay?
Totally.
Is there a question for the...
I think they're just looking for pet thing? Maybe for some comfort, something. I'll say this. That cat's soul is with you for all time. And we all come from the same... You see what I'm saying? Cloud of consciousness that's been poured into vessels on Earth.
And one day, you're going to be fucking put into heaven, surrounded by more friends and celebrities than you thought was possible. Maybe sitting on a love sack or something, eating pizza. And then you will drift into heaven, and your fucking cat is going to be there with a fucking grill, huge human body.
Dude, but the face is the cat still.
The face is way the cat.
Well, but I do think these animals legit capital L love us. Whatever they understand love to be, they're loving the fuck out of us. And so I'm sure as however much you love this cat, it loved you back. And that's real. That's never going to go away.
Unless you get too high and you start to not trust anything you've ever seen before.
Right. That could be it. That could, that
otherwise,
happen.
Yeah.
And grief is the price that you pay for love. I mean, that's
price of admission.
That's the price of admission. It's a high patron, cost.
A patron asks, "How do I smoke weed in a way that makes me money?" So this is combining your interests your career. Easy, okay, Jack. What you got,
bro? Supply. You got to be the plug. Trust me.
Oh, yep.
I mean, that's it.
Or craft. Supply. I mean, the way that you smoke weed with the different rings, if you're showing off a new type of gadgetry online and reviewing it.
Or you could literally go to your fucking boss and say, like, listen, you could pay me what you pay me now, but I'm not tapped in. If you give me a raise, I will start being high as fuck at work and doing creative solutions and being more focused and more passionate about my work. But you got to pay for that. Otherwise, I'm not smoking on the job.
Yeah. I mean, there's a million fucking... You know what is not on YouTube yet? the Munchies chef. A chef that eats about 100 milligrams of gummies. and then makes chicken piccata. You see what I'm saying? High as fuck. I actually haven't seen that.
Have you seen Epic Mealtime, bro?
No, but it sounds amazing. What is it?
Epic Mealtime kind of predates. It's kind of like Epic Rap Battles of History origin era. Yeah. And it was this dude, I think his name is Harvey or Harley. I think he's Canadian, and he would be like, I got 1,600 fucking pounds of bacon, and I'm going to wrap it and wrap a fucking burger.
Yeah, I've seen this. So. Didn't something pretty bad happen to one of them?
Bad happens to everybody.
Yeah, it's bad happen. Epic bad Meal is Time the
has not uploaded in 2 years. So
yeah,
I hope
think
that
something
is,
bad happened.
I hope, okay. Unless they did something bad, I hope they're doing okay.
So, whoever this right is. When Trump hit the campaign trail. Interesting.
Come okay, on. Here's one. Here's one that just came in. The Faustian bargain of becoming a micro celebrity. Now, I can't tell if that's a comment to us about ourselves, or is this person a micro celebrity and they want to know, like, hey, is it worth it? Nope. I mean, any guesses at what Faustian means?
No, I was going to say, congratulations. You got to show everybody that you know that word means, dude. Like, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what it means. I didn't just Google it. I knew it the entire time. It means it was a somebody who has sold their soul to the devil, basically.
Yeah. I mean, context clues, okay. We could have gotten that. Yeah. It's like, here's an example. Taking that bonus, taking that bonus to lie about the safety data. You see what I'm saying?
I don't understand that.
Well, how's this part of her Faustian bargain? And I don't want to even. I don't even want to. I don't even want to maybe tell people what I just showed them.
Is that bar zombies?
No comment.
I mean, you have to break it down. Right when we moved to New York, Jack immediately left for 2 weeks to go.
I went right back to Chicago to be in a web series. Where I had no lines.
Called Bong Zombies. Oh, and that, dude, when you got that, though, I remember thinking, like, dude, Jack is on the fucking up. I'm not in it his style truly, web series.
I was on up, dude. I had valuable experience there. We would rap at like 4 a.m, truly. And everybody would leave except for me and makeup. And it would take so long to get the prosthetics off my face. And one time he literally was like using scissors to cut it off my eyelid and like nicked my eyelid with the fucking scissors.
And he's like so tired.
So tired.
Oh.
That was so. What's the Faustian bargain?
Is it worth it to become a micro? Yeah, I would say, yeah. What? I mean, how much have we sold our souls, really?
As much as possible is the truth. No, that's not true.
I think there's things we could be doing that would sell our soul even faster for a higher cost.
Yeah. If we each start posting, should we do 1 month? We each post 14 times a day.
I'm saying we need, this is what I'm serious about. We need challenges to be incorporated into Joy Tactics. And I think May should be the posting challenge. You see what I'm saying?
Who can post the most often?
But we all have to post like with new genres. So like Jack, you can do political style.
Thank you.
Nate, you can do cookery, different type of cooking. And I'll do celebrity interviews.
Hold on a second.
Wow, okay.
I feel like yours is going to maybe pay off. Like,
no, what do you mean, man? No.
So I'm going to become like Tim Dillon, like insanely like isolated.
God, we should start. I mean, we have to start our own fucking podcast. Subway Takes. Jack, have you been on yet? Has Cream hit you up?
It almost happened, man. It almost happened, but I had work. I had work.
I don't want to scare you guys, but he followed me on Instagram. And so, yeah, next
be
time
careful,
I'm in New York,
man.
I'm in New York. Let's just say.
Cream. I saw him suck on a horse dildo.
Right. On that podcast.
On Eric Andre, bombing with Eric Andre. Here's what I have to say about that real quick.
What?
First of all, that food was delicious. We had some weird food.
Fuck, second of all, delicious.
Dude, I can't remember actually. Oh yeah, we're supposed to talk about stories about bombing, times you've bombed, and both of them just it was the guy from Idols, the band, and Kareem, and they both told just like traumatic stories from their lives, of like being a kid and getting made fun of for like taking the ding-a-ling out, and I was like, dude, I don't think that's bombing.
Yeah, that's something else.
And but all three of them were like. They were cool with it. And I was like, dude, I really think we should respect the premise of the show here, man. So maybe that makes me a loser, but guess what? Sometimes the most you lose is the most you can ever win. So
that's 100% true. What? You would fucking what? Say it now.
Literally drop everything to go to New Orleans right now and freestyle with Shia LaBeouf until he's better.
Dude.
Until he's better. Shia LaBeouf, hey, man. You're sitting in this room. We're locking you in. Cold shower, black coffee, and some freestyling.
We are putting on J Dilla beats. We are putting on all sorts of shit. And we are
going
to wrap it out, bro. Let's wrap it out. Yo, I just got divorced. Of course. Back up my shit. No remorse.
Shia LaBeouf. Just got divorced, of course. Okay. We got it, guys. We have to cracking through these questions. We really...
There's so many.
There's so many. How about this? How much should I be budgeting every month to spend on podcast merch?
That's why you work, dude. That's tithing, man. This is a religion. That's your, you know what I'm saying?
That's your 14th, 13th reason why kind of thing. You see what I'm saying? Ooh. Am I saying that correctly?
Sure.
What's the point of participating in this, in the economy, if you're not buying podcast merch?
Jack, if you got testicular torsion right now on the podcast, would you continue?
Yes. And I do genuinely think I've had it for 11 years.
You've had testicular torsion for 11 years?
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
The amount of shit that hurts on my body, I can't keep. I feel like if I went into an MRI machine right now, they would say, hey, bitch, you got all of it. We scanned for 500,000 diseases. No. You got all of them. And I'd say, good.
Nate, someone needs your money saving tips. Give me some advice.
Money saving tips. Okay. This is what it is. Don't buy just groceries, best friend. Just make your food at home. That's it. That's the road to a million right there. Ooh. And then you put you get Fidelity. Fucking put all that money back into sort of risky stocks that are currently all down right now in my portfolio.
It's all down. Fuck.
Pretty much. I just went on Reddit once and I was like, I don't even know what these companies are. Like, they're just, there's people who are spamming them in the comments. And I just want to get in one of them GameStop type situations.
When is
that happening?
God. It's happening every day at the casino, bro.
Read my email blast, man. You might figure it out sooner than later. Nate, do you want to know something pathetic that I actually thought the other day? Nate will call me out on this.
What?
We've had friends in town and we've been Ubering around town, and I can't help but when I'm selecting the Uber, I can't help but black SUV to where we pulled up to like a friend's birthday party.
Oh my god.
On Saturday, and we got out and people were like, why the fuck did you do a black car? And here's what I have to say. You can tell me I shouldn't do it, but it was only $13 more, and the comfort is out of this fucking world compared to would you rather get in a Toyota Highlander, right, with four people, or a GMC Yukon? Everyone has their own bucket seat. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what life is like, Eric. When we're both 80 years old and you're living off of $15,000 a year. And I'm living off of $80,000 a year.
No.
What? I'll help you out. I'll take you out to
There's no situation where we are not both Jack out of, you might be elsewhere. I hope you're with us, but there's no situation, Nate, where you and I are not living in South America in 2060.
I'm already at peace with that.
I'm getting out of here, man. I really am.
Dude, or I'm going opposite.
You're going north.
I'm saying you're gonna find me in the fucking suburbs of, like, you know, where's not taken yet. Not Ottawa, but not Charleston, South Carolina, but just some fucking town. Blending.
Salt Lake.
I want to go. Shit. I kind of want to go to snow.
Dude, come to New York. It's pounding. You realize we're getting 20 inches? I heard about
the blizzard, 20 inches. It's crazy. Yeah,
blizzard.
Are you excited? So maybe you won't go into work tomorrow, you mean?
That's what happened last time, is they simply pushed work 2 hours later. But train's still running the snow. That's all I got to say. Y'all want to see something?
Yeah, badly.
I'm looking at old pictures for no reason.
Oh!
Oh, wow. My.
No!
No. Stay up.
Yeah, get out. Oh. That's a tailbone injury. I hope you went to urgent care.
That's from many years ago. Let me give you a piece of advice. This is for the skaters listening. Am I frozen?
No.
Everybody stopped moving in a way that concerned me. If you're 6'5", 200 pounds, do not skate a 7.5. That's all I got to say. That's the width.
I could have told you that.
That's the width.
I could have told you that. So you've got the plug-in headphones? You've got the corded ones?
No.
Well, then what did I see coming out of your ears and going into your phone there on the front of your jacket?
That was 2016, man, because I'm feeling nostalgic.
Oh, it's 2016. Well, but then why are those headphones coming back? Why?
Why are cigarettes coming back, man? Why is being cool coming back?
It's all cyclical.
Cyclical.
Yeah, okay, let's get into another.
I want to start a cyclical studies course. Okay. Mm.
I'm talking to one girl who I really like, but there's another one.
Go three.
Oh, just wait. There's another one toying with me. Am I fucked up if I really like that ish? I don't know, fellas. I need some answers.
There's all right.
That's from Bardia. That's a comedian.
So he's talking with one girl, and yet there's another girl toying with him. Is that correct?
And
he's liking toying the torturous nature.
Toying with him sexually.
Here's the truth of it. If he goes for the toy master, you see what I'm saying? The puppeteer, the manipulous girl.
Stay away.
It might be one night of heaven. You know what I'm saying? One.
I know she's got a hell of tattoos on one arm.
Yeah.
One arm's fucking lit up. She's sleeved up. I can feel it. Yeah.
And the other arm's got hella piercings on it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that elbow.
Dermal piercing is all up and down the bicep.
The wean gauge.
Gauged bicep.
Ooh.
Don't mind if I do.
So infected.
Where do you think they're meeting? Do you think they're a coworker? This is a coworker liaison? Could it be a community college tryst?
I bet this is a bartender. I bet he's got his chick that's like, okay, one chick is like from a college. I don't know. some chick you met in college. They're reconnecting, you know, after years. They moved to the same town. Oh my God, I'm in Miami too.
Good to see you.
He's going to this bar every night. And there's this bartender there.
Tender. Why do I feel like this is also like a D&D style bar called like the Bard's Tavern?
The board. The bone.
What do we do? I mean, hey, how old are you? How old is he, by the way?
We don't know.
Take a risk. Get your heart broken. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can have people tell you don't run into that wall, but until you run into that wall yourself, you're not going to know the pain. So you might have to. Yeah. You might just have to.
The leader of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, one of Mexico's most powerful drug trafficking groups, was killed. The government has said. I've just found this out for about a few times.
I got to go.
Podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm unemployed now. Great.
Just got laid off.
Awesome.
Fuck cartel.
Great, man.
Great. Cool. When how much are you making on Patreon? Okay. All right.
Here's a funny one.
What?
Somebody replied. So the post is going to do this advice episode. What is troubling you and how can we help? And someone replied, how do we submit?
I love that. That's a question. Maybe he's struggling with, you know, how to use Instagram.
Yeah. Or something. I mean, that's a great question.
Watch this.
How do we submit to the greater good? Or
is it ethical to listen to Patreon episodes on my ex-boyfriend's account that I'm logged into before he does?
Damn.
Whoa.
Damn. Interesting.
You write your own code.
Very interesting. Yeah, it's ethical. Yeah, fuck it. Do you think anyone's pirating this shit?
Pirate Bay.
Being pirated out the
we're
ass.
Pirating it technically right now.
By participating?
Yeah. Do we have a stutter compilation yet for Joy Tactics?
I have never stuttered on this show.
Careful. I think you just, I think like five, you just, that's why I said that is because you, I think because you stuttered.
Stuttering, why is stuttering bad, by the way?
No, I'm saying it's joyful. So I'm just fantasizing about that.
This one's kind of crazy.
Why is my mood so up right now? I think like that 3 minutes ago, I got hit with a wave of euphoria that is scaring me.
Cortisol.
Really?
Did you get scared by how good of a mood you're in?
Yes, dude, because that's when you send the most humiliating DM of your life. Hey, dude, just wanted to say that I'm so in love with everything you're doing and I support you so. Why can that feel so humiliating to be so effluvious? You know what I'm saying? Trying to say.
Well, it's like Donald being on Lover, Coke and Molly on New Year's
please.
Eve.
Please
bring back Childish Gambino now. You don't know what it got me through.
Donald Glover, please, let's make the white version of Atlanta, please.
What would that be, Nate?
Seattle.
Yeah, I guess Portlandia.
Okay, this one says,
it's good to talk to you guys.
I truly think I'm in contact with aliens or interdimensional beings. However, it may be getting to the point where I can no longer go back to my normal life. Is the sacrifice of the self worth the search for cognizant, non-human life? Or do I reassert my humanity to learn to live again as a regular person?
Well, you want to listen to a conversation I had with ChatGPT last night?
Of course.
Yeah.
This is me. Layla's out of town. This is me at about 12:30. Off of
AM
about three drinks. Okay. If aliens are
ChatGPT is rolling its eyes at you like, God damn.
No,
it.
Dude.
Like,
it's,
as soon as you open
like,
the app, they're just like
it's rolling its eyes like back weird. Into its head to think hard about the answers because they've never been asked questions like this. If aliens are waiting to reveal themselves until we understand what space and UFOs actually are, what could they be? Sorry.
You could never go on a talk show, man. You could never go on a talk show. You sneeze in the face of somebody like Conan O'Brien, you're getting the motherfucking Harvard Illuminati up in your fucking.
Oh. Okay, but to continue. What could they actually be from a different dimension and their shapes are indecipherable to us?
Their shapes?
I thought I was cooking with a question and then I put it out there and I thought this is pretty basic. But
you're wondering what their form is? What? They're kind of the shape of them?
Well, I was watching The Abyss last night. Have you guys seen The Abyss, James Cameron's The Abyss?
No. I've heard South of Heaven by Slayer, but no.
This is about deep underwater UFOs. Okay. That looked like the closest thing I've seen to the pictures in the sky where it's like a fragmented moving shape.
Well, I told you guys I was in the underwater Holocaust in my dream 3 or 4 nights ago.
Now, what could that, what happened there? Who was being taken out?
Oh, that was me. Yeah. It was just classics. Yeah, it was standard Jewish Holocaust, but it was underwater. And the visuals were so, this is not a light subject, but the visuals were hitting.
Tell me about it.
Just imagine you are underwater inside an industrial, like maze of industrial rusted underwater.
This is like rooms. BioShock.
Yeah. And you're just seeing lines of people being killed, genocided, I guess. And I'm like swimming around and everybody looks fucking crazy. It was visually cool, but Avatar, Holocaust 2, Avatar, all water.
Would it surprise Next. You that the Nazis were in very much in contact with aliens? And would it surprise you that the aliens are probably underwater right now?
Oh, motherfucking hell. I know this.
Yeah, that's where they have their bases.
That and why do you think they put Bin Laden down there so that he could be accepted back into the drawer?
Ooh, I didn't know about it. I thought he went underground, not into the water.
Into the drawer. The underwater Nazi alien drawer.
The drawer of villains.
So then, I mean, this so is what Cabin in the Woods play. Is about.
What was Cabin in the Woods? Is there needed to be ancient sacrifices, right?
Yeah, it was to carry on the cycle of violence in order to feed the titans of the earth. Or do we end the cycle and destroy ourselves and smoke a fucking blunt
we
in the
need
face
to have
of
a
evil
fucking a worldwide break the cycle day.
Yep.
We need to fucking
break the cycle
break
of
the cycle.
What? Violence?
Of violence, of pain, of humiliation.
Break the cycle or the pattern will repeat.
Break,
you must break the cycle.
You must break
the
cycle.
What is that from? Break the cycle. That's from the Tom Cruise movie, right?
Oh, right.
Tomorrow, something?
Bro, my knee's been itchy for
Edge
8 months.
Edge of Tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's normal.
You have
That's
an STD,
one of the most
dude.
Normal feelings. You have a knee.
It spread to your knees.
Down to the knee. That's where it fucking festers.
Down to the knee.
Shit. I need my knee.
Can you have a full body, like, skin STD?
Yes.
What do you think Trump's got? Hey.
Hey, yo.
Hey, fuck Donald Trump. Hey.
I just will never forget walking through Brooklyn with you, Jack, the day that Biden won.
In 2020. That was fucking funny.
Hey.
Somehow.
There are so many fine ladies, but not enough time in this life for all of them. Frowny face. Straight up, I know that others are having Frowny that problem face. With whatever orientation they consensually enjoy with other adults is. So if you can kick some real truth on this topic, it'd be tight. Thank you. God bless. Now, yeah, there's plenty of fish in the sea. I'll say that for sure. But do you want to have a fish fry? Or do you want to go to fucking Nobu in Malibu and have one piece of delicious fish for your whole life? That's the question. Man.
Yeah, just this and a water, just one nigiri and just a water. That's it. I'm going to be here for
I'm
7 hours,
proving a point.
By the way.
Yeah, I'll be live streaming this from my Meta glasses. Yeah.
Hey, bro, I just thought of a hilarious video. Meta braces. You got to be like this whole time.
Hey, good to see you, man.
Hello. Hello.
Good
I'd like
morning.
To have sushi.
Ooh,
that was that accent. No.
That,
I know. But it's because of the.
Clarify.
No. You guys understand, right? It's because of the braces thing. That was good. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Sushi. I just started working at SNL.
You're
no,
doing
fuck.
the To Catch a Predator style videos. That, hey, man. Who are you here to meet up with?
La, 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 la.
I think we're at a point that if it, I don't need braces because of the extreme unnatural straightness of my teeth. But if any of us got
it's
braces,
frightening how straight they are.
If any of us got braces now, it would be a swag increase 100%.
I know.
Nate,
dude,
if you got braces cosmetically, get braces.
Nate,
come
get
on,
braces.
Man.
I should, dude. I
Please,
really
man,
want.
Just
I
get
would
one.
Love to
get one
get
brace on that.
And watch
front.
The career finally
God
start to tick
it,
up,
dude. Fuck. Yeah,
brace face. If you started touring. The
brace face.
C and D tier city comedy clubs as brace face.
All yeah, white contacts in.
Brace face. Fuck.
Brace face. Ha ha. Four eyes. Nerd things.
Do you guys have anything to say about that? It's too many fine ladies out there.
What you got to do is take it day by day. Don't judge yourself and know that there's no right way to do it. So just try and enjoy your life. Be easy on yourself. And whatever happens, it's for the best. God bless you. May God protect you and your family for the rest of eternity. God bless.
This call is being monitored by the...
by the local...
Inland
by
Empire
the
Prison.
Arkansas County Prison. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, brother.
Dude, that'd be a great job to have in prison is like you have to be on the blessing, the prayers, prayers hotline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that any job in prison would be good because it's, I'll talk with Hassan Pike later about this actually.
Can you guys do an episode for the girls? That's not really advice, but yeah, we can do a girl. Why don't we do girl month, man, by the way?
Girl, yeah, yeah. Oh, I like
girl,
that.
Girl, girl,
like
girl.
Sound of that. For the ladies. It's ladies month.
What would the ladies like to know? I mean, I try my best to be androgynous in my intellect. So I'm just wondering what...
I would say, do the girls have any questions or any topics they'd like us to tackle? Mm-hmm. That's where I think our head should be. Go to, because we are starting with listening, by the way. If we start that way, it's opening the ears, listening to the other gender.
Yeah, we did it. We should do a podcast for the, this is what the podcast for the ladies is. Wait. Me shutting the fuck up and listening. All right.
Hey, JT writers, I've just moved to Portland, Oregon from SLC UT. That looks like SCLUT. Salt Lake City. I've quickly found new friends, but as I grow older, 30 years old, not even that old, I find myself just too busy to keep up with every person I care about, let alone my own family. Yikes. I feel overwhelmed and like time is slipping out from under me like a wet dream you can't remember. Interesting. Any advice? we were built to have about
time is
nine,
like a wet dream.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't like that.
That's
language.
Cool. Wait, that's interesting. Time is like a. Honestly, that's amazing to hear.
Time is like.
Congratulations to you for
time.
The abundance of relationships because.
Right.
What is more proof of the metaphysical than the relationships you have with other organic matter?
Right. Exactly.
Right.
But you can't. Listen, I've loved friendships. The amount of acquaintances I don't even fucking look at anymore when I see on the street. It's just you only have room in your life for about three good friends, everyone and a partner, and you got some pets, and you better be calling your family. Everyone else is a casualty. You see what I'm saying to your business and career?
Yeah,
they're nothing
away. Whoever your fourth friend is right now, you got to find out who that is and say, "Hey,
yeah, it's enough.
We're dialing it back.
It's over. It's
we're
over.
Not texting.
Yeah."
Just get something to eat. Remember that?
You look like him extra today.
Get something to eat.
Fuck. I keep getting served this picture, Jack, of you from like right when we moved to New York, and it's making me laugh so hard.
I don't want to see it. I really don't want to see it.
Oh my God.
Fuck. No, don't do this to me.
I have to, man.
Don't
fucking
do this to me. I want to fucking go back in time and assassinate myself every year.
Why would you say that?
Because such is the nature of the human mind. Is there any amazing questions? Should we rapid fire some of these? Need hangover remedy stat. Szechuan chicken peppercorn.
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola and a joint.
How do you get the words on the picture? Applications. I keep opening the same one. Let's open this.
This one says, help me stop smoking cigarettes, basically.
All right, let's brainwash this fool right now. Hold on, let me get the music up. Nate, you take the lead.
Oh, I wish I had those pictures, you know.
You are snoring right now, maybe not breathing at all. It's time to open your nasal passageways. Oh, is that headache?
It was. No, it was not.
Vegan?
Yeah.
I like that music.
Wait, wait, wait.
Put that back. I like that.
Wait, wait, wait. Can we do a cigarette anti Eric, did you have a stand-up bit like this one time?
What? Oh, maybe, dude. Let me know. I'm not sure.
Okay, if you're addicted to cigarettes, you are about to be released.
Adelante. Adelante.
Ah, nicotine. You are about to be released from your addiction. Cigarettes have had a hold on your life for the last 10, 15 years. Puff in, puff out. Eric.
Even though nicotine is amazing.
Cool, I remember that. So that was when you, me, and Max were driving. We stopped in Pittsburgh moving from Chicago.
That's right.
And we stayed what I thought in was the coolest fucking place I've ever stayed in my life.
Yeah.
And you guys were fucking
it was really scary.
Not cool with it. It was not scary, man. It was awesome.
It was a scary hostel, like a hostel.
It was a hostel that looked like a military barrack.
Is that Jack
showing a video of
on the keyboard?
You know who I just saw playing that piano is Max's son. So you guys are wanting us to talk about hypertopical shit for 30 more minutes.
Yeah.
Or should we just say what gave us joy and call
it? The hell happened? Some guy got killed in Mar-a-Lago. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw
Tried
that.
To trespass.
I'm not happy about anyone dying.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Secret
Do we
service.
Have ID on him?
Donald Trump wasn't even on there. Them?
What the hell?
Page, New York Times.
I know they went to Oberlin.
Armed man fatally shot at Mar-a-Lago.
Armed
fucking
knowledge
shit.
Or
he's probably just doing open carry. Shot LaBeouf.
I saw an Olympic game that was. This is one of the craziest fucking events I've ever seen in my life. It was like long distance skiing, and then they all have rifles on their back. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they like ski to like, and then they get in the prone position and like shoot a target with their rifles. And they get
that
back
is
on
sick.
Skis.
Is
That's
this called like
that
is a triathlon or something?
It's something like that. I was like, what is the thing on their backs? And then that's a game that is amazing to watch, not knowing what the sport was, because I was like, oh, what's that on their backs?
What the hell?
Hey, bro,
they're all
sport.
Like getting down.
How about a fucking sport where the contestants don't know what they're about to have to do? You just have to stay ready.
Game show style Olympics,
where it's like, wow. You know, you're gonna have God knows, you might have to fucking climb a tree
blindfolded
and do a rocket launcher and fucking dance.
That sounds about right.
Well,
okay, guys. Well, so I think we hooked it up kind of fat for all the listeners with advice.
Yeah. So
extra,
go ahead,
extra
cancel
fat.
Cancel therapy this week. We got you, girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Oops. Getting an error message, but it's probably going okay.
So what gave me a bit of joy?
Giving you joy.
Fucking shit. Oh, did I say this game last week? Witchfire. This is a game I've been playing, Witchfire. It's on Steam. It's a Souls-like where you have guns and you fucking shoot different monsters. You can upgrade your guns, get new guns. Any questions?
What does your character look like? Good question.
It is a crazy, kind of looks like a witch doctor a little bit.
Like a plague?
From the medieval times. Yes.
Scary, man. Scary.
I watched the second episode of Game of Thrones.
Did you like it a little bit more?
Yeah, it was fun. I'm just gonna keep going. But I'll tell you what, the twist is obvious. Like now, like
yeah. I didn't know. I guess maybe
since I knew that like you spoiled it for me. But yeah, it's that guy is like the main guy, Dunk. He's such like a. He's such a bitch, you know, kind of. Does he?
Duncan's a bitch?
On the battlefield?
Sir Duncan, the crazy ass tall? Is that what you're saying? I just want to see him on the jousting field. Ah, yes, of course you do. He's a fucking beast.
Let's see. What gave me joy this week was.
Oh, wait, that didn't give you joy? That's just a statement?
That was just wasting time. Let's see here. My girlfriend's mom was in town, and we had a lot of fun going to restaurants and hanging out, eating food, chilling, driving around, and had a good time. Taqueria Frontera. What is that place called?
I mean, I took Tim Key there. He said that's the best Mexican food he's ever had in his entire life.
Pretty good. Whoa. What is it called? Taqueria Frontera.
Yeah. Fuck, that sounds good. I'm on a Mexican style. Yeah. Kick right now. I might make chilaquiles for breakfast. Trying to stop me.
No one will. Okay, Jack, did you?
Okay, plenty of time to think of one.
All right, really, guys,
dude? No. It's because there's so many to pick from. Okay, how about the new show, Neighbors? Yeah.
Oh, I just watched the second episode.
Maybe, yeah, we just started the first two last night.
Oh my god,
that shit is so enjoyable.
We have to shout out our friends who made it: Dylan Redford, Harrison Fishman, Lena Redford,
Andy Reid,
Andy Madness. Yeah, Steve.
That's
Smith.
Best show on TV. It's the best show on TV right now. There's nothing
that second episode
comes close.
The first episode is amazing. Second episode, one of my favorite episodes I've seen of anything last.
Yeah,
few years.
I would categorize it as violently watchable.
Violently busting.
Yeah, yeah. Very fucking funny. Well done.
All right,
and so we'll see you.
We'll see you guys on Thursday with some new updates from our lives and some fun, easy flowing conversation. All right, guys, it's been amazing. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Well. That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.